الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Alhamdulillah, what had to be said has been said already, and particularly Maulana Mohammad Mehtar came specially from Maritzburg. It was only right that we hear, and mashallah, his advisors are always very, mashallah, beneficial. Also, of course, we have Maulana Fasihuddin here, mashallah, who is originally from Reunion, and actually originally from Mayotte, but now presently he is in France, Vendôme, one place about 200 kilometers from Paris. Gee, mashallah, and he's doing fantastic work there also. So, about Maulana Mohammad Mehtar explained the great importance that we carry on with the efforts of Ramadan. And we, mashallah, the aqwal that he presented, the words of our great elders. So Allah Ta'ala make it possible for us, give us that spirit that we recognize Allah Ta'ala not only in Ramadan, and we not only make his ibadat more in Ramadan, but the whole year also. And finally, till Maut. And may Allah grant us those 5 days of great Eid, which was mentioned. Allah grant it to all of us, inshallah. Together with that, it's also very, very important that we look after our iman. For all that, the most important thing is our iman. And challenges of iman have been all the time, right through. When Habil and Qabil were born from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in pairs, at that time, the children, the offspring of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that one pregnancy of Hawa alayhi salam was a boy and a girl. And the next pregnancy was also a boy and a girl. There was no one else in the world, and the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala at that time was the boy of that first pregnancy will marry the girl of the second pregnancy. And the girl of the first pregnancy will marry the boy of the second pregnancy in this way. And in this way the world became abad. But Allah Ta'ala's system and doing, Qabil's wife was not that pretty. And Habil's wife was very pretty. So Qabil insisted to marry his own sister, which was not permitted in the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam advised him also accordingly, but he was adamant, and then he married her. And because of that, then his connection with Adam alayhi salam was broken. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam didn't marry her. No, he didn't marry her, but he wanted to marry her. And for that, he wanted to murder Habil. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam advised him accordingly. It's not correct. But when that is in a person, and that is why Islah is so important. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ. His heart forced him like that. If the desires of ours are on haram, then even a Nabi like Adam alayhi salam gives advice to his son. But it did not have effect. And finally he went and he killed his brother Habil. So that jealousy that he had, that was there. This nafs that we have got. So all this effort is for that, that we have to overcome. Allah reward from many other people, but from the little bit that I have become aware of, Maulana Abdul Mu'id Sahib, who is the son of Haji Farooq Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib, is every bayan what I heard when he was here in Azadville in the country, was the watch your nafs, the desires of your nafs. For example, one Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had passed away. The Sahaba spoke very high about him. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, was it ever that he desired something and he did not fulfill that desire? And of course that desire will not be anything haram, a halal desire. They say, no, that did not happen. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then he won't be of that level which you people are speaking. So to give up this desires, this nafs of ours, whatever we lust for, we desire for, even what are permissible things, but for Allah's sake. Like, for example, Hafiz Ismail was reading of lady, that she was already in bed, and she was asked to make dua. At that time, who doesn't want to just sleep at that time? I'll make dua at tahajjud time, but to get up from bed that time, to make wuzu again, one is just to sit in bed and make dua, but to make wuzu again, and to make dua again, and not a short dua, a lengthy dua. And so this is that fighting of that nafs, which I speak for myself, completely empty of it. And that it must not be in us, that we must have. So that effort, that is required. And we find, as Maulana Muhammad Mehtar Sahib also explained, that it is not only in the Khanqah, but in the Jamaat also. When, for example, Jamaat, personally I know of one brother that came here to South Africa from Malawi, and very wealthy people, and we know their lifestyle there, how their living is. But here in the squatter camps, they were staying there, where, for example, the wuzu khana is not even really a wuzu khana, but even your ghusl you have to make, compulsory ghusl, you have to make it there. And so what qurbani? So great qurbani. And today one good friend of ours, they are very hospitable, and they host guests plenty. So the wife said that we should upgrade our kitchen, because always we are having guests. So we should have the facilities in order to host them easily. So he said, okay, no problem. After discouraging them and telling to do what we have got. And not poor people, rich people. So then he said one Sunday morning, let's go and see some kitchen schemes. And then see, you choose which one you want. So he went into all the rural areas, and he asked them show them their kitchen. And what is their kitchen? One bawla, that little just coal in a tin drum outside. That is their kitchen. And everywhere else. And in fact, once we were in Lusaka, and our good friend there, he took us also to see the Makatib, which is working in far out of Lusaka. We went to one place, maybe about 9-10 o'clock we reached there. And then there also the people, what they did in order to host us. And hospitality, mashallah, is a quality. Allah bless us all well. They just dug the ground, took out some cassava, our sweet potato-like. And they boiled it in water. And that was a royal gift. And that was the gift they had presented. So all this type of khidmat and all the sacrifice which people are making are all against the nafs. That is important. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So for that, our iman. And this, as I said, not from some quote from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's time, some quote from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and presently, all this which we are having, which we are calling confusion, whereas there is no confusion, for a mu'min there is no confusion, is a clear-cut thing that who to follow. But this all started right from Habil and Qabil, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So now in our time also, and challenges were there all the time. We feel today only, and every individual also feels, I got the most challenges. My problems are the biggest problems. But if we hear the problems of other people, we realize we really got no problems. And what we have to do is shukr. Also one thing very important, one good friend of ours also, a school teacher, he became old and he was ill, very ill also. Whenever you asked him, how are you? Alhamdulillah, my head is all right, my eyes are all right, this is all right, that, everything. Just one small problem, whatever. But we only focus on that problem, and we forget all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which are not plenty, which are not abundant, they are unlimited. We cannot imagine, as we are sitting here, which perhaps none of us are thinking about it, is oxygen. If there wasn't oxygen now, then what, just imagine, Allah save us all, a person who's in ICU, he's on the ventilator. He's got some support system. And then if the minute they take it off, then the person gasps for oxygen. and he passes away then in that condition. It's that ventilator only is keeping him, his system going. The minute they take it off, the poor person gasping for air, oxygen, and he passes away. So what ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon us. And it's not only the oxygen. Oxygen is there, even for that person there. And for all, how many people are on ventilators at the moment in the world, in all the hospitals? If your own system, your lungs are not functioning right, and if they can't take that oxygen, and they can't pass it on and do the work what is supposed, you're a sick man, a very sick man. And like this, who of us makes shukr? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, if you wake up in the morning, you are healthy, well. They all Allah's ni'mats are upon you. And appreciate that before the time comes when you can't do anything. So all this here, so all these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, innumerable. So anyway, at the moment, with all this, what we are calling confusion taking place in the world, this was all the time it was happening. And we have to see the importance of looking after our iman. And this period of ours here in this worldly life, Allah make me understand, make us all understand what Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullah Ali, said, that this worldly life is not even a moment in our whole life from when Adam, we were non-existent. Allah created our arwah, the souls. And that is the real life, not this body. We are only really concerned of this body, whether it's the eyes, whether it's the head, whether it's the heart, whether it's the kidneys, whether it's the lungs, all that we are concerned about. But the real life is of the ruh. The driving force is the ruh. The minute the ruh, the soul, leaves the body, finish. And the soul life doesn't ever come to an end. It's perpetual, forever and ever. Only Allah knows how many thousands or millions of years we were in alam-e arwah. And then when our body was formed in the body of our mother, fi butuni ummahatikum, when it was formed there, and after 4 months, roughly, when the body was now made, Allah put the ruh in that body. And from there now, the ruh had come from alam, how long only Allah knows. And now it has come here. From here, there is no end to its life. It's going to carry on and on and on forever and ever. The important thing is to see that where our ruh, in which direction it is going. Allah have mercy upon us. And many people are asking, quite a few people are asking, we have gone slack after Ramadan. One is, it's a natural thing, it's the high level of Ramadan, won't be out of Ramadan also. But the other thing is, maybe it's just taking a dip. But the thing is istiqamat, to remain properly firm. And istiqamat is one great miracle, a person who can have istiqamat. So anyway, see ourselves, our ibadat after Ramadan also, and also for the rozas, at least the rozas of Shawwal, and then the rozas that will come in Zulqa'dah, then in Muharram, and Monday, Thursday rozas, Allah give us all tawfiq. And then some rozas at least, and then some tilawat of Quran Sharif, to be regular, even if it is one ruku a day, the minimum to make one khatam in the year. If we can make one khatam every month, mashallah, and the levels of in the ummah have been very high, but at least one khatam in the year, that we generally, those who are close to deen should try and make one khatam a month. Huffaz should make that, try and make 3 khatams in a month. So whatever level Allah Ta'ala takes us. Dua, we are very slack in dua also. That when is my slot of dua? That also we have to see. And then together with that, the dhikr of Allah. To make the dhikr of Allah, that is also, am I regular with my dhikr? Even if it is a small portion, but to be regular with it and to do it regular. May Allah Ta'ala. And then the most important, our iman. So at this time, with all this, that who see, for example, also, that from the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Firoz Lu'lu'i, was the murderer of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Who was he? From which side was he? He was the enemy. And it was, and that enmity carried on. And then in the time of Sayyidina Uthman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when things were not so settled, and Hazrat Uthman, the Khalifa, Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam told Hazrat Uthman, foretold, that a time will come that Allah will put a pair of clothes on you, referring to Khilafat, and you don't take off that Khilafat, you keep it on. And at the same time also, that don't cause strife in the Ummah. So you have your supporters. The government was the government of Hazrat Uthman, but he did not command him to fight the rebels also. And his mort came, and this also Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had foretold, while reading the Quran Sharif. They had killed him while reading, and his blood spilled onto the Quran Sharif. So all that, who were these people? And then even worse in the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the worst part of it, the saddest part, they show love for Hazrat Ali, and they show love for Hazrat Hussein. They make them matam also. And during the Muharram, they make them matam also. But they are the actual killers and enemies of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if we are also very, very weak in knowing our history. Our history also we don't know about Karbala. What was the events that led up to Karbala? How Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was tricked into beguiled into coming, and then how they just withdrew their support, and what happened then? And who were his murderers? And that is all in the past. So all these great, great events have taken place already. And then finally, after all, we know for a fact that from where will Dajjal come? Dajjal is going to come from Iran. That is from where he is going to come. And who is he going to be also? Our staunch enemy. So we have to see, we see the past, we see the present, and we look at the future. And our real future is the Akhirah. Allah save us, Qiyamah's Day. Inshallah. So Allah give us Tawbat and Nasuha for all our wrongs that we have done and all our faults. And for that little bit, if we see that how other people, then we won't think we are doing much. For example, we see Maulana Tamim, who was here, and he went from here to Egypt, and he's working amongst the refugees. And there in the refugees, they had one day of Quran reading, in which 100 hafiz of Quran completed in one sitting, the Quran Sharif. And there was a 9-year-old girl also, 75-year-old man also. And 3 girls completed by Dhuhr. And each one without a single mistake. So mashallah. And also he wrote to me again after that towards the end of June he intends going to Afghanistan. And from his letter, it appears that he is originally from Afghanistan, Kandahar. And they have established a Darul Uloom, which is at the foot of a mountain. And to get to the Darul Uloom, there are no steps, there are no ramps. It's on the mountain you have to slide, you have to go up. And it's for them, it's a child's play. They are used to that. But for us, it's like an impossibility. How to get up there. But they go up and down there all the time. So what sacrifice? And in the world, Allahu Akbar, what sacrifices people are making. And what the Yuga Muslims, the Chinese Muslims, who are also under great, great surveillance and lot of zulm upon them also. Throughout. And the enemy, we all know, it's nothing for me to say, they just focus one place while they're committing atrocities in another place. And we forget also about these places. What's happening in Sudan, the making of ISIS, for example, the making of the Boko Haram in Nigeria and all that. So all these things are happening. So we must, what is important for us, and we get confused. Everyone can claim I'm an expert and I know which news to follow and what to do. But the truth is that person is an expert who knows follow worries about his iman. and who studies Quran Sharif. In the light of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, we see all the whole picture. Not in the light of all the website and all the different websites there are, but in the light of Quran and Hadith. And in that it is that we have to follow the Qumar and see how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was one man alone at the beginning. And he came up with an ideology which was the deen of Allah. Allah chose him as his Nabi and he stood firm on that. And how he invited the people towards this deen. And when Allah Ta'ala commanded that make your elan arm, your announcement of accepting Islam, let everyone know about it. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called all the people, and the people of Makkah Sharif, clan by clan, and afterwards name by name, and he told them, Allahu Akbar. He said that I'm here on the top of the Mount of Safa. If I have to tell you people that at the bottom on this side, there is an army which are all on their horsebacks, and they are ready to attack Makkah Sharif, will you people believe me? In one voice, all said, we will believe you. You never spoke a lie. 40 years of your life, you're living amongst us. We know you in and out. You never spoke one lie. So we will definitely believe. He says, in that case, let me tell you. Then he gave them the Dawat of Islam. And Abu Lahab, at that time, Ali Hada Jama'atana, that only for this you collected us. Then Allah revealed the surah, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. And what was his end finally? That he died in such a way that no one of his family also was prepared to come near him. They ordered some slaves, and the slaves pushed him into a hole, and they threw rocks on top of him, and they closed his grave like that. So the thing is to worry about the ruh that is going on its journey. And this is for what we are here, and this is what we are going to. So keep watch on our iman and know who our enemies are and how many from the beginning how they have killed our people and presently how they are killing our people. Any part of the Middle East and that, where our people have been killed. Allahu Akbar. Friday Jummah we're having lunch. And one father, Alim, maybe sitting here also, he was also present, and his daughter going to madrasa was also there. But it was time for madrasa, so she was sending messages. That also a young girl, who was very young girl, but I must be on time for madrasa. So he had to leave, and his little son, which may be about 5 years old, round about there, he started crying, the father is gone now. Mother was still there. But the mother was in the kitchen, we were in the lounge, and the child, all tears, eyes filled up with tears, etc. My father, my Abi is going. Now you think of those orphans, Allahu Akbar, that there is no question of seeing anymore their parents. And they won't know who my brother is, who my sister is. Some refugees might be gone to this part of the world, some to another part. Now, all there. And they also in Gaza, for us to take a lesson. Our friend was just telling us that one doctor who was here in Ramzan also from UK, he's maybe the topmost cardiologist or neurosurgeon of UK, in England. He was also there. And there were about 10 from UK. 10 doctors who are Hafiz of Quran also. And they were doing the operations during the day. At night, 10 of them each read two rakat. And they made Taraweeh at night also. And they come. Now in that condition. And then you don't know when you will be made shaheed. While you are doing an operation, they sacrificing their lives. And they are helping. And those enemies, just see who our enemies are. He says for a number of days, only those patients will come in whose kidneys were targeted, or whose knee was targeted, or whose any other part of the, that you don't die, you suffer. and you carry on with life, and with nobody to look after you, nobody to see to you. So this is that the condition. So we even feel shy to read the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi afana. All praise is due to Allah who what the poor people are going through. So we must look after our iman, know our enemy. The writing is clear, and we clearly understand. We can't support, and we can't be what unite. Water and oil doesn't mix. These two different things. So know exactly who, where we stand, who we are, who we are supposed to be loyal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the Bani Israel were divided into 72 groups. My ummah will be divided into 73 groups. And only one group will be Naji, who will gain salvation. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, Man hum ya Rasulallah? Who are those people, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. What I am on and what my Sahaba are on. And who are this? These words exactly translate into Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That Ma ana alayhi, those who are on the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So see that. Today, Allah make maaf. Where you go, any dawat, spoon and fork is there. And it's at the tables we are sitting. And we are sitting with spoon and fork. And good people eating with the spoon. Today it has become common. And how many other things? Allahu Akbar. One report that comes, a Darul Uloom. The students going for a day out and swimming. And there, boys and girls mixed. And what are the clothing in swimming? And then the lifesaver who is there, and the lifesaver also, what clothes a female, and what clothes she's wearing. And when they made namaz, but in that, all that clothing of this. And what that lifesaver also present just there. So in which direction are we heading? So Allah Ta'ala forgive me. First, I'm the worst of all. Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us. And Allah guide us to righteousness and have concern for this. A few brothers wanted to become bay'at, but inshallah, we'll see. Take it that you are bay'at, inshallah. And with our, mashallah, our friends, keep the islahi ta'alluq. And inshallah, with time being very little now, inshallah, we will see. We'll make the bay'at, inshallah, if Allah wishes. Now, we'll have a little bit zikr and dua, inshallah. And may Allah accept from all, and may Allah protect our iman, and keep us with iman, and take us, forgive us all our mistakes and our faults. Nobody is an angel. As it has been beautifully said, every saint has got a history, but that doesn't really work with our wuzur. They don't have a history. They are pure from childhood. From childhood they appear. We are those rotten ones. So, and every sinner, that is important, has got a future. It's just a matter of making tawbah, and Allah accepts readily. So Allah give us all tawfiq of making tawbah, sincere tawbah and nasuha. Allah Ta'ala grants us khatima bil iman. Common it is amongst us to make dua. Very common is, may Allah grant you long life. That is not a right dua. A long life and in the disobedience of Allah. And then what is that long life? You are adding all the time more and more harm to yourself. And some make a little precaution with that, with afiyat. And if you have a long life with old age, the illnesses of old age, and what old age, the baggage of old age, then what are you going to do? And if it is with afiyat, and if it is in the sinning of Allah, the thing is to live in the pleasure of Allah and to make Allah Ta'ala happy, whether you young or old, that doesn't matter. There are many people who have passed away young. How many people? But mashallah, what their lives were, and they gone to eternal bliss and enjoyment. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, inshallah.